Hi there, this is Suze McLean-Pont, and welcome to our next episode, episode 005 of Unlock Your Life. And this whole episode will be around how to build new money habits. Now, the most important thing to building new habits is actually to fully understand why we are stuck in the first place. Many people who write about habits talk about that a little bit, but then they say, well, you know, just build the new ones. And the why we are stuck is often the most important part, and it's often neglected because all we want is to get back on track. And we don't want to look into why we are even off track in the first place. Now, we've been talking about that for four whole episodes, so we've covered that. And today is the time to start to understand how to get out of the being stuck. So once you know why your patterns are the way they are and what they're actually trying to do, then you can try to build new, more solid habits that will actually get you the results you wanted. So today we'll start talking about habits. And last week we learned how we've been practicing and building habits actually all of our life. So our old patterns are no more and no less than habits. So in building new habits, we'll do the exact same thing, except that for most of us, we've been practicing our old habits for, well, in my case, for 42 years. So they really feel like that's me. Okay, that's not a habit, that's who I am. And I hear a lot of people talking that way. So you tell yourself, well, yeah, but I'm just not a morning person. I mean, that's just not who I am. That's the way we talk about that. And maybe you are, maybe you aren't, but it's not about that. It's just a habit. So if you've developed a habit that's not bringing you results, you can also develop a habit that will bring you results. But changing them is really not that easy and the most simple thing at the same time. Now, and that's what we'll be talking about in this episode. When you search the internet for how to break habits, you find a lot of posts with the six tips and the five ways, and they all read like, well, you know, just do this, do that, do the other, and you're done. And yes, that's true. On the other hand, it just doesn't feel that easy. And that is actually why 97% of people fail at it. Now, why is it so difficult to break with something you so badly want? And first is that people just simply want the result. You want the result. You don't want to spend time investigating the previous four steps. You don't want to change your habits. You just want to change your results, right? And the thing is, if you don't know what your current habits are trying to do for you, you won't follow through. It's just too hard. And it will start to peep up in other places also. And the second thing is that we approach the habit building piece in a way that's framed to set us up for failure in the first day. Most of us often try to change it all at once. You know, we want different results. These are the habits I need. Okay, I'll just set them up in my life and that should be the whole thing, and then I'll get it over with, right? And that just doesn't work. I get that you really want your new results now, today, this instant. But if you really want to change your life, it is very helpful to be kind to yourself and empathetic and start changing 1% a day with a success rate of 100% rather than changing 100% a day with a success rate of 1%. In reality, if you knew you really wanted your results, you'd be fine with taking a year, right? So then take that year to build slowly and sustainably, rather than trying to make up for all of your lost time. But it really can feel like that. To me, it can feel like, yeah, but over the past 40 years, I've wanted it, and I should have done it better in the past 40 years, and then I need to change it today so I won't lose another 40 years. But in reality, that is the best way to lose another 40 years. So just let go of your past. Breathe. And start slowly and steadily. Before we get into what you'll be doing, first a few things. Number one, your mind will try to do whatever it takes to stop you. And it helps to know this. This mind frick thing doesn't sound like a whining child. It sounds like a fire truck that you really cannot neglect. To the point where your body just gets sick and takes you out. And friends call with severe injuries or people start dying around you. And this sounds really awkward, but it really does happen. And you really know, you need to know that these things will start happening and that you really need to get what all of this means. And it means that you're changing and stuff to keep you from doing that is coming up. And one of the things that always comes up for me is I suddenly come up with 100 better ideas and a real need to rethink my whole business. I'll have people around me saying, oh, you're focusing on money? No, you know, you should be focusing on, and then the whole story starts. And that really sounds to me like I have to listen to these people because these are potential clients. And if I don't listen to them, my whole business will go down the toilet. So I might think I need to be talking about money, but these people are giving me valuable information. And then I start listening to them. And the other thing that always comes up is my kids need me, really. So stuff starts to happen at school for them. Or, and that's also one that really asks my attention, is we get financial troubles. To the point of collection bills, we get financial stuff on our plate that feels like, okay, I wanted to change. This is not the right time. Let's do it some other time. And the remedy to this whole first point is knowing that this will happen and finding a way to set time to actually build your new habit, but not making yourself do that 24 hours a day. And we'll get to that later in this talk. The whole point is carve out time where you are making progress. And then you can overwhelm yourself with all the stuff that life is throwing on your plate in the meantime, but carve out time where nobody can interrupt you. Okay, so the second thing is people around you will try from a place of love, but they will try to get you back to normal by saying stuff like, oh, wow, you shouldn't be so hard on yourself. I tried what you're trying to do, but I couldn't do it. Or stuff like, oh, you know, just come on and have a cup of coffee with me. You're being hard on yourself. Just take it easy, stuff like that. And that is all about them not succeeding and not about you. And if you start to listen to that kind of mind freak that's actually their mind freak instead of yours, you will fail. This is a setup of your own mind. It's about them not feeling comfortable and wanting to help, but it won't. So see it for what it is. We are really severely influenced by the people around us. And if we change, they are influenced by us and they don't want to be influenced. So this whole system of people keeping themselves in the right place is stretching and starting to show up where you haven't looked. So I always compare it to if you clean out a room in your house, at first the dust won't leave. At first the dust will be clouding the air. And only after you've finished clearing out that room, the dust will be able to be cleared and you will be able to vacuum clean it all away. But the first thing that happens is that the dust actually gets worse. And that is what happens in the second point. And know that. It's just all you need to do. Know it and neglect these people for a little while or don't spend as much time with them as you're used to spending. Now, the third point is your little voice will be going wild with all sorts of arguments like, this just isn't me, or I can't do this, Or, and that's a very popular one in my mind, there has to be a different way that just nobody has discovered yet. If it doesn't feel good, it's a sign that I shouldn't trust this. The universe will deliver. It doesn't matter if I do it in the same way everybody else does. That's not a setup, that's a management buyout. And number four, there are two types of habits. Habits you do and habits you don't do. And this last type often feels like a failure, and it's very helpful to see it's just a habit. I have the habit of not opening envelopes, and that is just a habit. Just like the habit of actually opening them, the habit of not opening them is also a habit. It's not a failure, it's just a habit. Okay, so both your mind and the people around you are what you got into the place you want, that they got you into that place where you now desperately want out. So you set yourself up with all this mind chatter and with people around you that will actually make you feel good about where you are. And it is a setup to think that those people and that mind chatter will now be able to get you out of it. They got you where you are. They will never get you out of it. And your little voice has been trained to help these old patterns, not to build new ones. It's a bodyguard. It has machine guns trying to keep you where you are because it thinks you're safe there. The way to deal with this little voice is by saying, "Thank you. I know what you want from me, and I appreciate that. But it hasn't brought me there so far to listen to you." So it's really important to me, and it's really important to me to stop listening to you now for a while, because what you wanted for me is not what I'm actually having. And what you then do is you turn down the volume knob. You feel and tune into what's really, really what you actually want. Sometimes you check the pain of the old pattern. Take 5 minutes to breathe into that and then go. Okay, then go do what? Now, I always love what James Clear writes about these kinds of things, because James Clear always does a really thorough investigation on what the internet is providing about this. So I always look up his thing, and I found an article by James with really nice sequence. So I'll just follow that too. And number one is start with an incredibly small habit. Make it so easy you can't say no. When most people struggle to stick with a new habit, they say something like, "Oh, I just need more motivation," or "I wish I just had as much willpower as you do." But that's wrong. Research shows that willpower is like a muscle. It gets fatigued as you use it throughout the day. Another way to think of this is that your motivation ebbs and flows. It rises and falls. And there's actually the Stanford professor, B.J. Fogg, and he calls this the motivation wave. Now, the way to solve this problem is by picking a new habit that's easy enough that you don't need motivation to do. So rather than starting 50 push-ups per day, start with 5 push-ups per day. Rather than trying to meditate for 10 minutes per day, start by meditating for 1 minute per day. Make it easy enough so you will do it without motivation. The key point here is we only get very small amount of willpower every day. And you should never use it to force a new habit on yourself. You use the willpower to build the new habit. And then it's a habit. And to use a habit, you don't need willpower. So you can actually build the habit further and grow it without any willpower. If you're used to meditating 1 minute a day, it's easy to make it 2 minutes. So I used to have that habit of not checking my bank accounts or opening my envelopes. And I had a whole pattern that I beat myself up for so many times, I didn't want to be faced with it. So when I wanted to change it, it didn't help to do it in the beating up way. I just started to say, "Hey, let's change the habit." And I started to check my bank accounts daily. So really simple, I opened my phone my bank account app on my iPhone. And I just opened it and checked. That was it. Nothing else. And I got used to doing that every single day. After that, I started to open the envelopes that came in the same day they actually came in. I didn't do anything with them. I just broke the habit. That was all. The next week, I started to add a kind of a sorting of the mail. So I sorted it into different boxes in my office. And that's the way you can easily build a new habit. The second thing is increase your habits in very small ways. Jim Rohn says success is a few simple disciplines practiced every day, while failure is simply a few errors in judgment repeated every day. 1% improvements add up surprisingly fast. And also 1% declines add up very fast. So rather than trying to do something amazing from the beginning, start small and gradually improve. Along the way, your willpower and motivation will increase, and that will make it easier to stick to your habit for good. I tried to get rid of bad spending habits all at once. For instance, the $10 here and there, that really had to change. So I started to order the groceries from one place and never go into a store again. That seemed like it could save us a ton of money. The whole point was, I thought, just set up a new system with a budget and tell everyone how it will work and we'll be done. And it worked for me, but it didn't work for my family. They just wanted to buy stuff now and then. They wanted to go into the supermarket. They wanted to be flexible. So I felt that the resistance came from them. That was how it seemed. But it ended in me being the only one who stuck with this habit. And it actually felt really bad because it felt they were now the only ones to just buy stuff and be flexible, and I wasn't. So we sat down and I explained it to them and I showed them the consequences. And there was something really beautiful in that, because the minute I sat down, I wasn't very friendly. I was actually in tears and thinking that they were the enemy. And I said, you know, I really need to explain this to you. And what happened was that their habit, they really now understood how bad it was. And I learned that I was still hiding, and now I wasn't hiding from the envelopes. I was actually hiding from my own family. I wasn't in communication with them at all. I was just telling them what to do and not really communicating. And I was still hiding. So that was beautiful. And then slowly we were seeing where the habit actually really is and turning around with empathy for me and for the rest of the family. And this approach at first seemed like it would never get us anywhere, but in fact, it changed our lives very quickly. The whole team now is in, and everybody just tells me what they wanted to order on Wednesday, and that really works, and it's very supportive and loving. So then step number three is, as you build up, break your habits into chunks. If you continue adding 1% each day, then you'll find yourself increasing very quickly within 2 or 3 months. It's important to keep each habit reasonable so that you can maintain momentum and make the behavior as easy as possible to accomplish. So for instance, if you would want to build up 20 minutes of meditation, split it into 2 segments of 10 minutes at first. You want to do 50 push-ups per day? 5 sets of 10 might be much easier. So we have at home a 6-jar system for money. And I'll explain that in a whole new episode. But at first, I wanted to put every penny that enters our house in that system immediately. So it failed every time because I can't break up a penny in 6 things. So I didn't know how to do it. And I was just beating myself up over it until I said, okay, let's start with $1 or euro in our case a day. And let's break that 1 euro into the 6 jars. That was it. And that way we built a new habit. And when the habit was set, it was actually easy to break up the whole income into the 6-jar system. So number 4 is, when you slip, get back on track quickly. Kelly McGonigal says the best way to improve your self-control is to see how and why you lose control. And that is actually what we've been covering in the past four episodes, right? So top performers make mistakes. They commit errors and they get off track just like everyone else. The difference is that they get back on track as quickly as possible. Research shows that missing your habit once, no matter when it occurs, has no measurable impact on your long-term progress. Rather than trying to be perfect, abandon your all or nothing mentality. The thing is, you shouldn't expect to fail, but you should plan for failure. So take some time to consider what will prevent your habit from happening. What are some things that are likely to get in your way? What are some daily emergencies that are likely to pull you off course? And how can you plan to work around these issues? Or at least, how can you bounce back quickly from them and get back on track? You need to be consistent, not perfect. Focus on building the identity of someone who never misses a habit twice. The thing is, our mind tries to take us out by doing what school does to us. You failed! But in reality, we're on an open book test. You're allowed and you're even required to see how others do this, to get in touch, to build a community with like-minded people, and to hear from each other, to cheer each other on and focus on what you do and not what you don't. I have a 90-day workbook that I follow every 90 days, and often I miss a day, and I don't focus on the day I missed, I focus on the day that I am actually at. So, for instance, I bought a dress from a jar that wasn't for dresses, and that doesn't make me a bad person. It makes me a person with a beautiful dress who wants to enjoy life and needs to recalculate how to do the jars that month. Now, the old me would now have left the entire jar system, beaten myself up, saying, oh, you can never do this. And I'd actually start to spend even more to prove that I wasn't a bad person. And that doesn't help, does it? So what I now do is I put on the new dress and I start recalculating the jars and see if we can mend it and how we can mend it. And that's a lot more loving. So number five is be patient. Stick to a pace you can sustain. Learning to be patient is perhaps the most critical skill of all. You can make incredible progress if you're consistent and patient. If you're adding weight in the gym, you should probably go slower than you think. If you're adding daily sales calls to your business strategy, you should probably start with fewer than you expect to handle. Patience is everything. Do things you can sustain. Now, my first big thing was trying to get more money into my business. And I first started with 10 calls a day. I thought, if I want more business, I just need to grow up and start calling 10 people a day. And I thought I should be able to do that. But I'd never done that before. So I assumed it was just the 10 calls. That was easy. You know, just get on the phone, call 10 people. I should be able to do that. But what I didn't know is that you have to follow up these calls, you get secretaries, people you sent stuff to, and I lost track of so many things, I felt like a complete failure. And that setup took me out of the game. Nobody was really upset with me, but I assumed that they were, so I just didn't call back in time, I felt awful, and I stopped calling people, I stopped calling people back, and I started hiding. So the next time round, I started to call one person a day. That actually felt very lame, way too easy. Never able to build a result with just one sales call. And I had this whole image of salespeople being on the phone all day. And I thought, okay, so now I am a salesperson. I call one person. And in reality, it was five times as much as I was actually doing in a week. So despite the mind chatter, I started to do it. And now a flow started to rise and I could keep up with my pace. And I started getting results and I started talking with people and having nice conversations. And I started to actually feel proud of myself that on Friday I could say I did five times as much sales activity as in the entire week before. New habits should feel easy, especially in the beginning. It's just about building the habit. It's not about the results yet. Once the new habit is a real habit, the results will start to come because then you can grow the habit. But you can't grow a habit that's not a habit yet. So if you stay consistent and continue increasing your habit, it will get hard enough and fast enough. It always does. But focus on just that one thing, building the habit, instead of growing your results. Next week, we will be talking about how to deal with your little voice during this whole process, because the little voice is actually the worst thing that is trying to take us out. The little voice can actually sound like other people. Okay, so speak to you next week. Have an awesome week, and I will stay tuned. Bye-bye.